Okay. Fellow members of the conference speaking class, I'm here with the age-old problem. What should we do about our juvenile delinquents? Most of us read the newspapers, and most of us have read about crimes or accidents caused by juveniles. This is especially true during the summer months. I think that we will all agree that something should be done about it, but we leave it up to someone else to take the initial step. Some of us leave it up to the police, but they are helpless until a crime has been committed. By that time, it is too late. Punishing the lawbreakers is not enough. We should do something to eliminate their desires for breaking the law. Many of our juvenile delinquents are children from broken homes or from homes in which both parents are employed, leaving no one to supervise their activities. This may be true, but there are also many juvenile delinquents from good homes. Many of the well-brought-up children are led astray by others who were not so fortunate. Many of our young people crave adventure and excitement, or something interesting to do with their idle time. Those who have access to an automobile find adventure in driving recklessly through city streets, endangering the lives of everyone, while others seek adventure by committing other criminal acts from petty larceny to violence. We cannot mend the broken homes or see to it that all our children are adequately supervised, but we can do something about their idle time. The police department has recognized this fact and has been sponsoring power clubs. Organizations such as the Boy Scouts of America do a lot to curb the juvenile delinquents, but unfortunately, they alone cannot solve the problem. These organizations reach only the youth interested in athletics or the ones in their early teens. We need something to interest both boys and girls from 14 to 20. Let me tell you what one of our towns in southern Indiana has done to help solve this problem. At one time, Linton, Indiana was faced with a large number of juvenile crimes. Since Linton is my hometown, I remember that while I was in high school, Linton was among the worst in the state. They recognized that something was needed to provide entertainment for their young people and to reduce their idle time. They remodeled an abandoned building and made it into what is known as a Teen City Canteen. In one part of the building, they installed a jukebox and converted it into a place for young people to dance. In another part, they installed ping pong tables and other forms of amusement. There's a refreshment counter for soft drinks or candy. They also provided supervision. There is only a small token charge, 10 cents for admission, and only teenagers can attend. The idea has worked remarkably well. Teenagers from the entire county now attend. It has provided the youth for something to do instead of roaming the streets planning some mischief. I am sure something like this could be done in Indianapolis. Of course, it would take several such canteens scattered in various parts of the city within easy reach of public transportation to accommodate the large number of teenagers in a city of this size. But I'm sure something like this would attract our young people and provide them with clean, wholesome entertainment, a place to meet or make new friends, a place to go or something to do. They would be given proper surveillance by police matrons or other civic-minded individuals. Now, I know that you alone could not start such a project in a city. But possibly, if this idea could be passed on till it reached a large enough group of people, it could arouse sufficient public interest that such a project may be undertaken. Remember, our most important asset is in our children. The children of today are the America of tomorrow. I thank you.